start yet.
Okay, today's blad is Daf Lamed Zayin, and we're going to begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Actually, the first halacha that we're going to learn is halacha that we spoke about yesterday at the end of the shiur. Gufa, Rav Shmuel de Amri Tavayu, Kol Sheyesh B'Mechamesh Saminim, any food that has as an ingredient one of the Chamesh Saminim, one of the five grains, the halacha is Mevachon LaBaruch Minim Zayns. Vitma Nami, we learned another halacha in Rav Shmuel's name, Rav Shmuel de Amri Tavayu, Kol Sheyesh B'Mechamesh Saminim, anything which is one of the Chamesh Saminim, one of the five grains, Mevachon LaBaruch Minim Zayns. And the question is obvious. Why do we have to have both of these halachas? Specifically, if we said if chamesh yisaminim is just an ingredient and we make a mezainis, certainly if the whole thing is chamesh yisaminim, we should make a mezainis. Answers the Gemara. V'tzricha, we need both of these halachas. The yashminu kol shehu, if I only had the halacha that something which is one of the chamesh yisaminim, you make a bari min mezainis, have a minim shum the east of the ene, because you have in front of you one of the chamesh yisaminim. Avi day taruvis. If it's only a situation where the chamesh yisaminim are mixed into something, loy, it's only an ingredient, you would not make the mezainis. Kamash malon, kol sheyesh bo. That's why we learned that even if it's just an ingredient, you already make a mezainis. V'yashmin kol sheyesh bo, if we only learned the halacha about something having one of the chamesh yisaminim as an ingredient, have min kol sheyesh bo chamesh yisaminim in, if it has an ingredient of the chamesh yisaminim, that's when you make mezainis. Aval oyres v'doichin, loy. But let's say it has rice. Posh pshat, and that's the way Taisha says it, and that's the way we pass in the Mishnah Berurah. Oyres is rice, and doichin is milt. Loy. Then you would not make a mezainis. Why? Mishum da'ayitei teruvis. So you have really two X's. Number one, it's not one of the chamesh yisaminim. It's only oyres v'doichin. And also, it's only an ingredient, not the whole food. However, aval isa be'ene, if it's a pure oyres v'doichin situation, name I would maybe say that afil oyres v'doichin nami mevarchan lov bari minim zaynus. I still make a bari minim zaynus on a pure rice product. Kamash malon kol shum mechamesh yisaminim hud mevarchan lov bari minim zaynus. Only by the chamesh yisaminim we make a bari minim zaynus lafuke oyres. Daichin to exclude oyres v'daichin that feel eisa be'enef. Just have them even alone. At least at this point of the Gemara, loy mevachin and barim in mezainus. You don't make a barim in mezainus. Ask the Gemara. Oyres v'daichin loy mevachin and barim in mezainus. Is that true that on oyres v'daichin we don't make a mezainus? For Tanya, we learned in a brisa hevi lefana pas oyres or pas daichin if he was given rice bread or milk bread. So the Braisa says, what is the bracha at the beginning and after eating this food? The same as you would make on Maase Gedera. Maase Gedera would be, we would call it, I guess, porridge. Now, what is the halacha of Maase Gedera? The Gabba Maase Gedera Tanya. B'tchila mevarach la barim in mezainus. L'soif mevarach la barach atzmei in sholosh. That on porridge you make a mezainus and ala mechia. So if we're saying that it has the halacha like a Maase Gedera, isn't the Braisa telling us that on oyres we make a mezainis? Answers the Gemara, when the Braisa was comparing oyres to Maase Gedera, the purpose was Maase Gedera like a Maase Gedera, somewhat like a Maase Gedera, but not completely. What do I mean? Maase Gedera, the Mevarchon of Techil V'Soif, what it meant is you do make a bracha before eating rice, however like a Maase Gedera, but not exactly the same. Why? The Maase Gedera, deal of the Maase Gedera, v'tchila bari min mezainos, or b'soi brach achs men gimel. By porridge you make a mezainos and al mechia. V'lehocha, however, by oyres v'doichin, v'tchila mevarchal of shakal mi v'dvaroi, or b'soi bari nefashas rabbis v'chasroinam, al kamash bari. So now we're saying that oyres v'doichin, a few things, just to stop where we're up to. We're saying that oyres v'doichin make a shahakal and a bari in the fashas. Why was it compared to Maase Gedera to tell us you don't make, it's not complete like a Maase Gedera, you only make a bracha? So right away all the Rishonim ask, we don't need it to teach us you make a bracha. Yeah. We've been learning brachas for 37 blot. What it teaches us is that you don't make a hamaitzi and brich samazim. That's why it's similar to Ma'aseh Gedeirah. It's like Ma'aseh Gedeirah, that just like by Ma'aseh Gedeirah you don't make a Moitzi and bench, so too in rice you won't make a Moitzi and bench. But it's not completely like Ma'aseh Gedeirah because it doesn't have the same bracha. Furthermore, Tosfos over here, this is the first time we encountered the bracha achrona of Bo in the Foshes. So Tosfos defines the bracha. We say the bracha, it's good to understand what we say. So Rashi says, Tosha says, what does it mean? We mean like bread and water. You can't live without them. Then when we continue with the bracha saying, meaning, everything that's in the world, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not created them, we could survive without them. They were only created as extras. And Tosfos says, apples is an example. And that's what we thank Hashem for, what we need to live and for the extra. And we say, Boirei Nefashis, Rabbi. So the first one explained, but Boirei Nefashis, as soon as a person is created, as soon as a person comes down to this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already prepares for him that he should have what he needs and even the extras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. So back into the Gemara. Virus la Ma'aseh Gedeirah, who is Iris not considered a Ma'aseh Gedeirah? The one would make a Mezoinis, but Tanya, it says a Brisa. Elei Ma'aseh Gedeirah, what falls into the category of Ma'aseh Gedeirah that you make a Mezoinis? Chilka is wheat that's chopped into two. Turgis is that it's chopped into three. Soilus is flour. Zoris is when it's chopped into four. Virus is when it's chopped into five. For Iris. So here we clearly see that Oiris has the din of Ma'aseh Gedeirah that you make a bracha bari min mezainus. And says Gemara, Ha'mani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Who is the tan of this braisa? It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, Oiris ben Dogen hu. Oiris is considered like a grain. V'chayovim al chimutz karis. We know that on Pesach, the grains are the best food, it could be the worst food. It's the best food because the only thing that could be used to make matzah is one of the grains. It's also potentially the worst food because if you make chametz out of them, that's considered real chametz. So he says that iris is considered like a real grain. Chayav machemutzukaris. If you let it rise, it'll become chametz and it'll be chayav karis if somebody eats chas v'shalom on Pesach. On the other hand, if you make matzah out of it, you could use that to be mekayim the mitzvah matzah. But that's completely Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's shita. Our Rabbanan loy. The Rabbanan disagree. And the Rabbanan will at this point say that an iris is not a mezainis, an iris is a shahakal. Ask the Gemara of Rabbanan loy, do Rabbanan disagree? For Tanya, it says another brisa. Hakaisis is a chita. If somebody chews wheat, mevarach labar priyadama. You make a bar priyadama. Tochna off nevishla, you ground it, you baked it, you cooked it. So bismancha prusas kiyomis, if you have pieces of bread, we'll talk about this more on the days, that are at least the kazayis big, so then betchil mevarach lava moitzlech min aretz, or b'sav mevarach lava gimel brachas, which means berachas amazon. Im ena prusas kiyomis, if it's completely disintegrated the pieces, so betchil, but they were cooked or baked, betchil mevarach lava barim in mezaynus, b'sav mevarach lava barach achs men gimel. You make a alamichya. Hakoisis is an iris. If somebody chews rice, mevarach la bar priyadoma. You make a bar priyadoma. And you know, when you learn the Gemara, you think about it and you say, whoever chews raw rice? The truth is, it's a very relevant shaila. Because rice cakes are not baked. Rice cake is they just puff up the rice. And then they put the rice together by pressure. There's no cooking or baking involved. Making puffed rice or rice cakes. So the question is, if puffing rice is considered like bishul. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Scheinberg paskin that rice cakes or puffed rice they make a bar priyadama, because since they don't go through a baking or a cooking, it's al gemara of akaisis is iris of eating rice and you only make a adama. Rav Yoshev says that when we say tochna ofna bishloi, cooking, it doesn't mean cooking, it means processing. And since puffing is a process, even though it's not the traditional cooking or baking, he says that on rice cakes you should make mezoinus. The other situation, Rav Fisher, Rav Yankov Fisher from the Eidach Reda says that that you should make a shakel. Since it's such a shaila, he used to tell people to make on rice cakes a shakel. The truth is, you have the same shaila on granola. Granola is also not baked; it's puffed. And again, it would be the case of kaisis as one of the whatever the granola is, if it's a wheat or it's a rice. So you'd be the exact same shaila. Do you make a hadoma or do you make mezonos? Again, it's the same shaila. Continues the Gemara. Tachna ofna bishloi. If you ground, baked, or cook the rice, abishaprusis kayomis, even though you have whole pieces, betchil mevarach labayim in mezonos, at the beginning you make mezonos, or b'sof mevarach labayim achna and gimlat, and you say ala mechra. Mani, who is this man da'amar? Ilayim Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he da'amar oriz min dagan hu, that he says that oriz is considered one of the grains, then that shouldn't say oriz. Hamayt salachim an oriz, v'shalos brachas by bruchi. El laf, who must it be? Rabbanan. And what are Rabbanan saying here? That you make an oiris? Mezainus. Tiyofta to Rabbi Shmuel. Tiyofta. So Rabbi Shmuel that said you make a shahakal on oiris stand incorrect. So first thing to point out, there's a lot to say here. The first thing to point out here is the Gemara started equating oiris with doichin. At the end of the Gemara we only hear about oiris. We don't hear about doichin. So the Machlex Rishonim, does the halacha that we're talking about apply only to oiris? Was applied to Iris of Daichin, even though the Gemara at the end doesn't mention Daichin. So Taisa says that it's only applying to Iris. Other Rishonim are saying it's talking about Iris of Daichin, even though the Gemara doesn't mention Daichin. Why is that relevant? Because there's also Machlokes Rishonim. What is rice? The rice that we eat, is it Iris or is it Daichin? Because right now we finished the Gemara saying that Iris is rice. And you make Iris, you make a Bari Minim Zonis. So cooked rice. So the question is cooked rice cooked iris or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says that we should treat iris like we should treat rice like iris, and you make a barium mezonos on rice, and that's what we're knowing. Even though there's a reason to say that our rice, even if it's cooked, may not be considered what the Gemara considers cooked, because when we cook rice, the pieces of rice are still whole. Usually when something is cooked, it completely gets disintegrated, just like turns into one mass. And maybe it's not considered cooked. But on the other hand, it's not whole rice anymore anyway, because we take off the peel, generally. And that's why the halacha is, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that in rice, the brach rishayna should be bari min mezonos. That's the way we know it. The interesting question is, what's going to be if somebody, I saw this in a sefer, a shayla halach lemaisim. We're not going to talk about the kashrus aspect. We're going to talk about the bracha aspect. Our bread, we're used to bread being made out of wheat. And somebody was in China. And they gave him bread. Now, bread in China is made out of rice. So he saw a piece of bread. So he made hamaitzi. And then he realizes by taste, or somebody tells him, that's really rice bread. So according to us, you don't, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said you make a mitzvah, but the Rabbanim say you don't. Does he have to make over a bracha or not? So the Shari Tshuva says yes. The bracha mitzvah is totally inappropriate, and therefore you have to make a new bracha. Other pais can say that you should not make another bracha. Why? For two reasons. Number one, you have Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says you should make a mitzvah. So here we're dealing in a b'diavadigah situation. You made that mochi, it's good enough. Especially, they say, if it's in a place like China, where that's, in China, bread is made out of rice, so that's their type of bread. So there's another reason, maybe that should be another reason to stick to your hamotzi. Now, there's one more important halacha. We started the shiur today, and we said that, we spoke about it yesterday also, that by the hei minei dogin, even if it's just an ingredient, even if it's not the whole food, but if it's an ingredient, yesterday we spoke if it's ladabic, if it's a thickener, something else. But if it's a real ingredient, then the halacha is that you have to make a bari min mezonos. What's going to be the halacha if rice is an ingredient? It's not like the whole product, but it's an ingredient. Where's the classical example? Stuffed cabbage. Stuffed cabbage usually has rice in it. So there the halacha is not like by hei dogin. Hey, mini dogin, as soon as you have one of the chameshes aminim, you have to make a mezonos, even if it's only an ingredient. But rice, it has to be the roiv. If it's not the roiv, you don't make a mezonos on rice.
Depends where you're getting it.
What?
from mil.
We make a mezonos from mil too.
So we put in the rice category.
Right. Amamar.
The tift is on
the shahakel. On the shahakel.
On the shahakel.
We're talking right now. We're up to the bracha rishayna. The bracha rishayna we're going to get to. That's the next gemara. Right now, the tiyufta is in the bracha rishayna. Where Rav and Shmuel said the bracha rishayna was shahakel, and we clearly now see that the rabbanon hold its mezonos. What's going to be in the bracha rishayna is soon. Amamar. First, the gemara just goes back to something that we learned a moment ago. Hakos sechita. If somebody chews wheat, the dalach is mevarch labar pri adama. Ask the Gemara of Tanya Bari Minim Zroim that the bracha is Bari Minim Zroim, not Bari Pri Adama. And it says Gemara Lakasha, Harab Yudavar Rabbanim. The Tanan, we go back to our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, we had a fundamental disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanim on all vegetables. Rabbi Yehuda said that all vegetables, you have to make a specific bracha. Just saying Bari Pri Adama is not adequate. The Rabbanim say one general Bari Pri Adama is enough. So that's what he said. Ayurak is, we learned in the Mishnah Pri Adama. So that man Dama will say that chewing wheat, you also make a bar pri adama. However, Rabbi Yehuda, who said in our Mishnah, you have to add specificity and say bar mina d'shoim. Here too, by chitim, you'll have to say bar mina d'shoim, not just bar pri adama. So we go back to what we learned in the Braisa. Amamar, hakosis is iris. Somebody chews rice. The loch is mevarach bar pri adama. Tachnai ofna bishloi. If you process it. Even though you have pieces, you make a bracha rishon and bury mizaynus. Upsoy brach achs main chalish, you make alamichya. Ask the Gemara for tanya of upsoy for like klum, and then you don't make anything. Like klum doesn't mean anything. Like klum means burying the fashis. Why is burying the fashis called like klum? So I saw a very nice pshat. Burying the fashis is the only bracha achroina that does not specify what you ate. When you eat bread and you bench, it mentions alalechem. And the alamichya mentions the various things that you ate. The bar in the fashis doesn't specify what you ate. Furthermore, by shahakel, we spoke and we will learn again, that you make a shahakel and you could use it for every food item, b'di'evit. Of course, you should really make the right bracha, but b'di'evit, if you make a shahakel, it works for any food item. So if somebody would make the mistake, the bar in the fashis also works as a general bracha. And if somebody didn't know what to do, or if somebody made a mistake and made a bar in the fashas, it should be good enough. So the Gemara says, like klum, doesn't work. It only works where it's supposed to work, nowhere else. So here we see that you make, this is what you asked, here we see that the bracha achroin on rice is bar in the fashas. And it says, Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshu Lakasha, Hara Gmil Hara Bonin. We have Machlokes and Gmil Rabbonin, what it should be. The Tanya. Zer Klau. Kashim Shivas Haminim. Anything which is one of the seven minim that Yisrael was blessed with, Rav Gamliel Omer Shalosh Brachos. Rav Gamliel says you have to say Pirchas Hamazon on. The Chaimer Omer Brach Achs Main Shalosh that you say Alam Mich. Says the Gemara, Ma'is Rav Gamliel Vazakenim. There's a story of Rav Gamliel Vazakenim. Shem Asum Bali BeYerichai. They were sitting in an attic in Yerichai. V'viel Afarneim Ksevis. They brought to them date to eat V'Achloi, and they ate the dates. V'Nasan Rav Gamliel Rishus LeRekiva Levarich. Rav Gamliel asked Rav Gamliel, Rav Kiva, to lead the bracha achroin. Kofetz ubirich Rav Kiva. So Rav Kiva jumped and he made a bracha achsmen and shalosh. He said alamichya. Why did he jump? So the Tzlach explains, because he knew that Rav Gamliel disagrees. So if he's going to ask Rav Gamliel what to do, and Rav Gamliel will tell him to make birchas hamazon, and then he'll do different than he said, that's a chutzpah. So he quickly jumped before he asked, and before he was told, so it's not such a chutzpah to disobey Rav Gamliel's psak. And the Ben Yoyada adds, that's why he kafats, he jumped, he moved away a little for Rav Gamliel, that again, it shouldn't be such a disrespect to do it right in front of him, he moved away. Amalei Rav Gamliel, Akiva, at Masa at the Machnas Roy Shech of a Machlaikis, why are you interfering in a Machlaikis? You know there's a Machlaikis what the Brach Achroin is, and why are you making a decision? So he answered him, Rebbe, Rav Gamliel, even though you say that on Shivas Haminim we make a Birchas Hamazon, Chavrecha Oymim Kain, your friends, the other Rabbein, Rabbonim say you make Alam Mechya, Alam Maratana Rabbein, you taught us, Yachad Rabbein Aloch Krabim. So that's why I follow the majority. I just want to tell you a nice part. Sometimes we find in the Gemara that when the Gemara says that we follow the majority, the Gemara uses Yochad the Rabbim Aloch Krabim. And sometimes the Gemara uses the Pasuk in the Torah, Achir Rabbim Lahatas, we follow the majority. when do you use this concept and when do you use that concept? So the Mefarshim say, Achram lahatas you use when you have everybody who has to make a decision in front of you, and you're taking a vote, and Achram lahatas you follow the majority. Yochav Rabim, Halachic Rabim you use when the people who said their opinions aren't sinning here. Just you know the majority opinion is one way. So here it wasn't that all the Rabbonim who argued and Rabbi Gamliel was sitting there. So Achram lahatas isn't appropriate. What is the right lashon? Yochav Rabim, Halachic Rabim. Rabbi Yehuda Aymat Mishmoy, Kosh Mishivas Aminim. Yehuda says in Gamliel's name, anything to Shivas Aminim, the Loimin Dogim, and it's not a grain. Oimin Dogim, or it's a grain. The Loyasa pass, but you didn't turn it into a bread product. You have to say Birchas Hamazon. That means Barin Alamichia. It doesn't either quality. That's not one of the Shabbos Aminim, and it's not a grain. You can go and pass Ayrus Adoichin, which is what's relevant to us. You make Alamichia. So now, when we say that we had a brisa that we learned before in the middle of Amud Aleph, that an Ayrus, the Bracha Rishayna, is Mezainus, and the Bracha Achrayna is Alamichia, we say now it has to go according to the Gamliel. Because according to the Rabbanon, we say the Bracha Achrayna should be Bar Nefashis. But my Kimta, so we're going to say, no problem. We say that the brisa we learned previously goes with the Gamliel. Ask the Gemara, aim to save for the Reisha. Let's look what was previously said in that brisa. The second part of the first part of the brisa. It said there like this. Im ena prusus kiyomis, if you don't have whole pieces of a kazayis of bread left, again, as I said, we'll talk about this halacha soon, is the halacha b'tchilim of arach l'abarim in a mezainis. You make a mezainis as a bracha rishayna, u'b'say prach ach man sholosh and al-michi as a bracha achrayna. Man, who is the man in the Omer that said this? Iro Gamliel, could you say to Gamliel, hashtag koisevis, Gamliel says if you have a date, or daisa, or just porridge, Omer Gamliel, give him a bracha, you have to say brichas hamazon. So imen a process kayom, so you started with bread, just the bread got dissolved, so that's what you're going to say that you don't. Doesn't make sense. On a date you'll say Birchas Hamazon, and on dissolved bread you won't. Ella, who? So it can't be Rav Gamliel, this brisa. It must be the brisa going Rabbanan. But now we have a contradiction to Rabbanan. You'll cash the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. Here the Rabbanan say that you make a bar in the fascist, and before the Rabbanan say that you make Ala Mechia. So what is the halacha? El Island Rabbanan. The halacha is like the Rabbanan. The brisa is going like the Rabbanan. The Tanik Abayr is where we have to change what we learned previously. Before we learned that the Rabbanan say, by Ayres you make Ala Mechia. But really what we're supposed to be, with Saifan and Varchal of Loy Club, really what the halacha is that you make a bar in the fascist. Which is the halacha Lamaisa, the Brach Rishon of rice, of cooked rice, is Mezainis. This is the way we paskin, and the bracha achrayna, I think this is one of the only things, is not al mechio and amazonis, it's going to be barin nefashis. But there's an interesting shayla I saw. You know, let's say you eat, I said in the morning the shir, so let's say they're serving cake in shul after davening, cake and schnapps. So in the schnapps you make a shakel, and the cake you make a mezonis. When it comes to bracha achrayna, on the cake you have to make al mechio, on the schnapps, soda, whatever, you make a Bar in the fascists. What's going to be the halacha if somebody ate rice, cooked rice and cake? So what's he going to do? He'll make an alamichya. On the cake, you certainly have to make alamichya. But now, maybe the alamichya, we just learned that Madaman said on rice, he make alamichya. So maybe he was already yoitza with alamichya on the rice. And making a bar in the fascists would be a brachal of a talaf. So he either, even though normally we make the alamichya before the bar in the fascias, in this case he should make the bar in the fascias first, because the bar in the fascias certainly doesn't work on the cake, or he should be careful to eat something that certainly is mechuyv. He should take a drink, and certainly is mechuyv in a bar in the fascias, and there he can make the bar in the fascias and be safe. But if he only eats rice and cake, and he only makes alamichya, then he can have a shayla.
But it's a sub, the fact that
in halacha, in Hilchos Brachos, among the Omer, even though we don't pass like them, it has a makom halacha because we're dealing with a brachal of atala, Shem Hashem. Suffer brachas lahakal. Continues the Gemara.
But what is this for? Why rice is the ultimate cloud from all types of foods?
It's a good question. Rice seems to be like an in-between category. It's not a pure mezin. Mezinus, you're making something that gives sustenance. And that it does give sustenance, but it doesn't give sustenance to the degree of the chamesh smine dogim. Amar Rava, hi right to the chakloi. They used to make porridge. Chakloi means the farmers. The mafshiba kimcha, that they used to put in a lot of flour, a lot of, because they lived on the farms. Mevarach b'marim minazonis. The brachah says b'marim minazonis. My tama. The smidi ikar. The main ingredient is flour. If it's flour, you make a b'marim minazonis. The mechuza. The porridge that's made in the cities. The loy mafshiba kimcha, that they didn't put in a lot of flour, but they put in a lot of honey. Mevarach lo shakli b'dvori. My tama. Because the main ingredient is the honey. However, Hadam Rava, like we started the shiur today, edv, no matter if it's the city version or the farm version, bar min mezonis. Why? The Rabbi Shmuel dami tavayu kol sheyesh b'chamesh saminim. Anything that has one of the chamesh saminim as an ingredient, mevarach alav bar min mezonis. Amar Rav Yosef, nu gemara, hay chavitza. Chavitza is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what chavitza is. We're going to say both shitas. And we're going to learn the Gemara with Rashi, and then remember we said Allah according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, chavitza is that you have bread and you cook it, cooked pieces of bread. According to Tosfos, it's not necessarily cooked pieces of bread; it's pieces of bread that are not cooked, but you attach to them fruits and other sweets, and that was some sort of a delicacy they had. So says the Gemara, "Hi chavitza, this fruit that has cooked bread in it, this by peru kazayis. If there are pieces of bread that are the size of kazayis, but chum mevarach lav ha-moitzi lechem na'aretz, the brach rishon is ha-moitzi, of soif, and mevarach lav shalosh brachas, benching. The less by peru and kazayis, but if there's no peru and there's no piece that's the size of kazayis, but chum mevarach lav barim mezaynis, then the brach rishon is barim mezaynis, of soif brach achs men shalosh ala mechya. Amar Rav Yosef, no amin alo. From where do I know this? The Tanya, there's a brais in the sechtem nachas. One of the karbonis that were brought in the base of English was a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha is primarily made out of flour and oil that were baked or fried. Somebody was bringing mincha yushlaim. So we have a very big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Who is the somebody? Rashi says that it's the Yisrael. Somebody donated a mincha and he now came to yushlaim for the first time in his life that he's bringing a carbon mincha. Tosfos says it's not talking about the Yisrael, because the Yisrael is not the makriv. The Yisrael is not the one that offers the carbon. It's talking about the kohen. And we'll see right now why it's that kamina. I'm a baruch shachiyonim kiman alaga yonal azman hazeh. He makes a shachiyonim. So Rashi l'shitasa is teaching us that somebody who does a mitzvah for the first time makes a shachiyonim. And that's why the shach says there's a halacha that if a bird or a chaya geshachten, you have to do kisui adam, you have to cover the blood. Says the shach, usually it's not a mitzvah that we do because we did not shachten. But if somebody ever has the opportunity to do the mitzvah the first time, you should make a shachyanu. Why? This Gemara. Because this Gemara says the first time somebody has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, he should say shachyanu. That's why in Yerushalayim the minig is that when somebody makes a bris, they make a shachyanu. And the Ksav Sofer says, most people don't have this minig, but the Ksav Sofer says about mitzvah boy, the first time he puts on tefillin, should make a shachyanu.
You should do a very mitzvah then about mitzvah boy.
Well, there were shachyanus for all the mitzvahs. The shachyanus for all the mitzvahs. That's true. But there's one point. You can never make a shachyanu without a mitzvah. You can never make a shachyanu without a mitzvah.
That's the first time.
No, a mitzvah means an action, like making kiddush, putting on tefillin.
First time he says kiddush,
and echnami once he's bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
That's why if he counts bar mitzvah on yontif, it's easy because he makes shachyanu when he makes kiddush, and he should have in mind that shachyanu should work for his bar mitzvah too. And that's why some bar mitzvah boys, since not everybody paskins like the Ksav Sofer, they put on a new suit. They get a new suit for the bar mitzvah. When they make a shachyanu on the new suit, they also have in mind for all the aspects of their being a bar mitzvah. That's in terms of a shachyanu for doing a mitzvah the first time. Tosfos says that's not talking about the Yisrael, we said. Tosfos, we're talking about the kohen. But Tosfos asks a different question. Tosfos says, we know that the kohanim were divided into shifts, to 24 mishmarim. And each shift worked for a week. So basically, every shift worked 2 weeks a year. So it comes out that twice a year, a kohen was doing the avodah. So Mishnah says, how you makriv menachis, so it makes it sound like it's a one-time event. This happens twice a year. So Tosfos therefore says that a shachiyanu is not limited to once-in-a-lifetime event. If something doesn't happen on a regular basis, you have to make a shachiyanu. That's why, let's say you have a new fruit, but the fruit has more than one season. It comes out twice a year. You still can make shachiyanu twice a year. Because every time, if it doesn't come out constantly, if it has a new season, just like the kohen, every time he comes back after 6 months, he makes a new shachiyanu. Here too, you would make a new shachiyanu. Continues the Gemara. Naklan la'achlan, when he takes the mincha to eat, mevarach ha'moitzi lechem me'aretz. He makes a moitzi. V'tanei lo. And we learned the brayso masechta menachos. What was the avoida with the korban mincha? The avoida with the korban mincha was that they first had this flour and oil that they baked or fried. Then they have to do what's called patisa, breaking it up. After they break it up, we do kmitza. The kohen takes, we'll talk about it more when we learn the kachim masechta, takes a handful. But they do patisa. Now, v'tanei lo kulam patisan kazayis. The pieces have to be the pieces are still a size of kazayis. So if the pieces are still a size of kazayis, it's very good why you make a mitzi. Because we said that if you have a piece of bread that's the size of a kazayis, you make a mitzi. However, omle abaya elamat the ton of the beri shmol, the dama parchen, that you crumble them. Achim is zirin l'saltan, that you make it into flour, because we said if it's less than a kazayis, you don't make a moitzi. So you don't make a moitzi. But Tanya, there's another brayis in Masechta Menachos. The brayis says in Masechta Menachos, loket mikulan, kazayis v'ochlan, if you gather it together, a kazayis from the mincha, im chametzu, if it's chametz, so on Pesach, like we learned before, onish karas, v'matzahu, adam yoytzu chavosoy, b'Pesach, you would be considered bread. Now, if it's not bread, because it was dissolved to crumbs, to flour, why could it be considered batza? Or why would it be considered chametz? And says the Gemara, bisha arson, that he combined the crumbs together, he combined them back together into size of kazayis. Ask the Gemara, if that's what happened, it shouldn't say sh'ochlon. If you combined it into one piece, achlan is a lashon rabim, that there's still many pieces. Sha'achlum ebayilei. And so Gemara, hachamai skinan, bebab melechem gadol. It came from a large loaf of bread. So even though these pieces were crumbled to very small pieces, but the original loaf still exists, and that original loaf is the larger than a kazayas, so that the brach on the original loaf is certainly hamaitzi, and that will affect these crumbs. Amr of Sheshes, my havalo. So what's the aloch lemais by chavitza? Amr of Sheshes, hi chavitza. Afgav the less by kruur and zayis, even though it doesn't have pieces the size of kazayis, v'varach lohan moitz lachem and arts. Amr rova, for who dikolai teraisa than the hammer. It still has to have and look like bread. So now let's talk aloch lemaisa. So if you have bread, so the first aloch is, let's say, since we're before Pesach, let's say you have bread. You have matzah. And people, a sick person, an ill person, he can't eat matzah. And you have to dissolve it. So halacha is you have to try to make sure not to dissolve it, that you should not have less than a piece of kazayis left. And that's one. Now, when you dissolve the bread, the halacha is that where would that be relevant? It'll be relevant for knedlich, and it'll be relevant for matzah brei. Because what is a knedel? Knedel is that you take matzah meal, which is matzah which is ground up, and you cook it into being a knedel. So on a knedel that's cooked, there's certainly that brach is bari min mezonos, because it's not baked. But what's going to be the halacha if a person bakes?
Even though it was originally baked.
But it was that's this gemara. You started off with bread also, and the bread is less than a kazayis, so it's nothing. But what happens if you take a knedel, you take matzah, you make it into matzah meal, and you don't cook it, you bake it. Let's say you're going to bake your knedlich. Where's that? There you may have to make a hamaitzi, because you're taking a hamaitzi, you crumbled it, and then you're putting it together, and that's the case of sha'arsin. That's why in a baked knedl, it's a very big shayla, and you should only eat a part of a meal. Where's the other shayla? The other shower is a matzah brei. What's matzah brei? You take matzah and you put it into oil or spices and you fry it. Is frying considered like cooking? Or is frying considered like baking? And furthermore, you have pieces of matzah. So the best thing to do with matzah brei, either eat it in a meal or crumble it and cook it beforehand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. So like that, for sure, it loses the halacha of hamotzi, and then for you could go back to making, and therefore you have no problem making the mezainis.
So if you break up matzah and put it into milk as a cereal,
it's very small pieces.
Right, less than kazayas, and it's
It's different because you didn't cook it, and it may have to rise to the nahama. We're teaching chavitza that it was cooked. There, you didn't do any cooking. In the matzah and the milk, you didn't do any cooking. There's a difference if you cook or you don't cook. By cooking, you need a piece left kazayis. If you don't cook it, as long as you can recognize that it came from a matzah or a bread, you still make a hamotzi.
But the matzah brei, the pieces still are visible.
If you have pieces, then you can make a hamotzi. Now, one interesting Rashi here. I'm not saying this la'aloch l'maisa. I just want to point out something in Rashi. Rashi says over here that if you ate this today chilas pras, if you ate this within the span of 3 to 9 minutes, you're chayiv for chametz and you're yoytzeh for matzah. The day chilas pras is anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes. So why did Rashi explain that from the beginning of the eating till the end of the eating it takes 3 to 9 minutes? You look at this Rashi in Masechta Menachos, you have the same Gemara. There Rashi says that you don't have any break between eating between 3 to 9 minutes. So Rashi, that's much bigger shear. That means you can eat all day. As long as you don't have any interruption, that's 3 to 9 minutes. So we have a steer in Rashi. What does Kedei Achilas Pras mean? Does it mean that you have to eat up in 3 to 9 minutes? Or does it mean you're not allowed to have a break? So if Shlomo Klug of Paskins, this is relevant to Halacha L'maaseh, he says, to be over the Isser of Chametz, you have to eat up the Kazayitz Chametz in 3 to 9 minutes. If it took you longer to eat the matzah than the chametz in more than 3 to 9 minutes, you won't be considered that you ate chametz on Pesach. That's what Rashi refers to here. Rashi in Masechta Menachos is talking about when you're eating the matzah, and there's an obligation to eat the matzah. And Rashi's saying there, as long as you don't break, you don't have interruptions in the middle of your eating of 3 to 9 minutes, you could eat all night long, and you'll be yotz the mitzvah matzah, and there's no problem with the shir. We don't pass in that way. We know we try to eat it up within 3 to 9 minutes, but according to this, you wouldn't have to do it. Continues the Gemara. Truknin achayav b'challah. Any bread items you have to take off from the dough challah. We spoke about it. We'll see in a minute what truknin is. V'chas rovin amar b'yochanan turim truknin p'turim in achallah. My truknin. What is this truknin? Amar b'ay kuba d'aru. Kuba d'aru means that they used to have, usually a bread is made out of a dough, but that's considered a blila ava. You can also have a blila raka. A blila raka is a soft batter, and they used to take a batter, pour it into a hole in the oven, and it used to bake there. It couldn't expand, and then it came out looking like a roll, and it's chai b'chala. Vamar by Teresa, p'tur min achala. My Teresa. What is Teresa? So we have a few shitas. Ikud amr gvil masach. Gvil masach means you have a flat surface like a griddle. You pour on it this batter, and it just bakes on that. Ikud amri nahama dahendika. Nahama dahendika means you take some sort of a dough, you put it into the oven, and you keep on smearing it with fruit juice or with oil or with eggs. Vikud amri lechem osel kutach. Lechem osel kutach is as follows. Kutach is a kind of a dip that used to have in its sour milk and other spices and pieces of bread. But the bread that was used for kutach was not baked in an oven. It was baked in the sun. And that, the Gemara is saying now, is not considered bread. In fact, the Gemara asked him about Tani Chai B'Challah. The bread that was made for kutach is Chai B'Challah. And says, Gemara, Hosek Tani Tamir, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Maseh Machichen Leh. Sometimes it's obvious that it's bread. Osen Ke'avin, if it's made and it looks like rolls, like loaves of bread, chayovim, then it's chayiv and chala. Klamudim, if it looks like flat boards, it's p'turim. So the way the Rosh explains this Gemara is as follows. Truthfully, bread that's made for kutach is not chayiv and chala. Why? Because since it's baked in the sun, It's not baked in an oven. It's not considered real bread. And the only time there's a chiyuv of challah is on real bread. This is not considered real bread. Just what? If it looks like a real bread, Chazal, the Rabbanan say, in order not to confuse this bread with real bread, take off challah, the Rabbanan. That's how the Rosh learns. The Rajba learns differently. The Rajba says, where you bake the bread, if you break it in the sun, or you bake it in an oven, doesn't make a difference. The difference is, does it look like bread or not? If it looks like bread, then it's mechuyev b'challah midoraisa. If it's not mechuyev, if it doesn't look like bread, then it's not mechuyev b'challah midoraisa under any circumstances.